Hi, I'm Ashley Manatic. I'm just a little nervous. Well, first of all, I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I just came to London not that long ago. I'll probably start with a little bit about where I came and what my life's like today. My clean date's October 14th, 2002. And I really just like to remember the last day that I used because it reminds me where I came from. And it was, I remember I went and I came up with some really clever scheme to get some money, finding ways and means to get more. And I was so proud of myself. And I came back to my apartment and I was living with my boyfriend at the time. And I just felt like I deserved all of it and I didn't want to share any. So I started a fight because then we didn't have to share anymore. And I locked myself into the bathroom and, you know, I proceeded to do what I had to do. And I woke up 8 hours later on the floor in the bathroom, you know, with the needle hanging out of my arm. And just like part of me just knowing that I should have been dead. And then there were so many thoughts that just kept bombarding my head. You know, for the first time, I realized how really alone I was and how far I pushed everybody away. You know, I remember looking at my phone and there was no missed calls. And I remember looking at the bathroom door and it was still like closed and in place and I was still on the floor. And I remember coming out of the bathroom and seeing eight other using addicts laying around my apartment and just knowing that none of them would have cared if I died. And just that, and then knowing that I was gonna have to find ways to get more, you know? And for the first time in my using, I decided that, you know, I couldn't go on like I was. I had to find a new way of life. And, you know, by the grace of my higher power, that's what happened that day. And I tried many times before that, you know, that was, and that in 4 years, I'd managed to find myself into 9 different treatment centers and detoxes. And I didn't know the answer, but I just knew that when I went to rehab, people got off my back and they fed me and they gave me a warm bed. So I was like, I guess that's a good place to start. So that's where I started and I went to rehab. And yes, I know everybody's wondering. I got clean when I was very young. I got clean 5 days before my 16th birthday. So I got clean when I was 15 years old. And I know a lot of people go, you're really lucky. And I am. I'm blessed, but I'm not lucky because I found the same fellowship that we're all here. I was given the same opportunity as everybody sitting in this room. I just had a little bit of willingness and a little direction from a sponsor to do what it had to take to stay here. But I wasn't lucky. I stumbled upon this just like everybody else. And so for the first time, every time I went into those treatment centers and came back out, I never did what they said. And it was so simple. They always said, go to a meeting. And I didn't. They always said, stay away from people, places, and things. And I did for about an hour. And then I got bored sitting on my couch. And this time, I just really could not imagine going back because a part of me, I was just so sick and tired of being sick and tired. I was so sick of waking up and hating myself. I was so sick of doing things I didn't want to do. I was so sick of being around people that I hated. You know that feeling you get when you look around everybody that's sitting around you and you're like, wow. God, am I really hanging out with these people? And then realizing that they're thinking the same thing about you. And I was just so sick of that, you know, and I just couldn't deal. And my whole life, the only thing I'd ever seen was people die from this disease. You know, when I was 7, I saw my dad die of a cocaine overdose in front of me. You know, I watched my mom die for 30 years from this disease, you know, and all family, friends, and uncles and aunts just died. You know, nobody got clean and nobody's life ever got better. I never saw that until I walked into these rooms. So I was pretty much convinced that that's how it was gonna be. But I thought, you know, somewhere that moment of clarity, because my thinking's so messed up, I don't know how I ever had a sane thought in my first 60 days of not using. But every once in a while, a little sane moment would happen where I thought maybe there just is a better way of life. So I went to treatment. And I did what they suggested, and I came out, and I went to a meeting. And I got a sponsor, and I got a home group, and I started working the steps. I got a God, and my life got better. And for me, that's how this program works. And it was just when I finally decided that, you know, I was powerless over the addiction, I was powerless over people, places, and things, and that it didn't matter, just because every time I came out of a treatment center, I didn't want to use, but I didn't do anything to prevent me from not using. I thought I could just casually hang out in a dope house and not stick a needle in my arm. And I really believed that. I thought it was about just really not wanting to enough, and then I wouldn't. And I got clean and realized it doesn't really matter what I want. I have to put some action behind it. And so that's what I started to do. I started, you know, when I came home, I left that life behind. I didn't go back to people, places, and things. You know, and I came here and I did what was suggested, you know, and some things I really wasn't interested in doing. You know, I did that horrible, horrible stay out of a relationship for a year. I did it. And, you know, and I did some other horrible things that were suggested, like 90 meetings in 90 days. And because I don't know, we get clean and like I thought like I had this big life and how on earth I was going to fit 90 meetings into 90 days. I had no idea. And then I realized I had nothing to do. So, you know, I just kept coming back and life was really good. And for the first 2.5 years of my recovery, I was blessed with the fact that my life just continuously got better because I continuously did what was suggested. And in hindsight, I can say that looking back, I stayed clean for 2.5 years because of that, because my life was financially, emotionally, physically, materially better than when I was using. And then, you know, my mom died at 2.5 years clean. And she died as a direct result of this disease. And it was painful. It was gut-wrenching painful, like pain I've never felt in my life, because it wasn't just my mom dying. It was, I got there, I looked in the coffin, and I knew that if I picked up, I would die. And no longer was staying clean because staying clean, my life was better. It became staying clean because if I don't, I'm gonna die. And that's what it's like for me today. And I believe that wholeheartedly. I'm going to die miserable and alone, pushing away every single person that cares about me. And there was also this, you know, we come here and I understand the still sick and suffering addict today. I get it. And that was what was so hard too about my mom dying, is knowing that we don't have to die from this disease. We don't have to. And looking there and being at the funeral and just feeling like, and that's another person that didn't make it. And that's another person that died from this disease because they didn't find these rooms. But at the same time, it instilled in me that we don't have to do that. And I know, sitting here today with having today clean, I never have to use again for the rest of my life if I work the program of Narcotics Anonymous, because that's what it tells me. And that's what my experience has shown me. And that's what my NA sponsor with 18 years clean shows me, is that if I do what is suggested in here, I don't have to die. And today, though, I, you know, through the gift of this program and understanding, I could finally love and understand my mother and understand her struggle, because, you know, she was just one of us that didn't manage to stay here. And after she died, it took a kind of different phase in my recovery, because I kept taking from this program. I kept going to meetings and, I kept working the steps, but I wasn't giving back what was so freely given to me. I was just kind of, I wasn't like an active member of Narcotics Anonymous in the sense that you'd be hard-pressed to see me before or after the meeting. I'd get right when the meeting started, I'd leave right when the meeting ended. And after that, it really hit home that I have something to offer, that anybody with a day clean is a fucking miracle in here, and we have something to offer to the person that's going to die tonight. We have to show, you know, that there's another way, that we don't have to be that type of person, and we don't have to die that way. And so when I came back, I started coming back to meetings more, and I started coming before, and I started staying after, and I started going into H&Is, because that's where I learned about this. You know, for 2 years clean, I hadn't done a chair and an H&I function, and that's where I learned. You know, in a detox, somebody brought an NA meeting in, and that's how I got this message, and I was so selfish and self-centered for 2.5 years of my recovery. I didn't do that, and so I started. You know, I started giving back, because it's funny, in the basic text, you know, there's, you know, it says to go to 90 meetings in 90 days is a good idea. We suggest that you work the steps, but it's like a simple fact. It just says, we can only keep what we have by giving it away. It doesn't say maybe you should give away something that's been given to you because you might lose it, or maybe you should do a little bit of service because we think it's a good idea. It's just so simple. It just says if you don't give away what you've so freely been given to you, you'll lose it. And And that really started to hit home with me. And so that's what I try to do today. And I fall short, but it's just like, I love my life. And it's all because of this program. And it's all, there was no secrets. There was no hidden messages. It's so upfront and blatant and obvious. It says, if you do this, you will live and you'll stay clean and you'll like your life. And that was a miracle for me, because everybody in my family, everybody in my life hated their life. They were so freaking miserable. And that's all I knew. And when I came here and I saw people were happy and they loved their life, and I wanted to know that I was looking for the secret, the little hidden, like, well, this person must have like starved themselves for 10 months and lived in a monastery, and this person probably helps poor people in China, and like all of, and then when they said, all I did was what the book told me to do, and I was just like, wow. And that's all I've done. And that's all I do on a daily basis. Because, you know, I've, you know, 6 and 7, I have character defects. And sometimes I suck as a human being. I'm just not good at it. Sometimes I hurt people's feelings and I mess up and I'm not. And I leave after a meeting and I don't talk to a newcomer. But all I know is I went to a meeting and I talked to my sponsor and I didn't pick up. And tomorrow I can always try again. And that's just, I don't know how else to say, like, my life is just better because of this program. And I didn't find it any other way than anybody else. And it's just such a beautiful thing to know that I never have to go back to where I came from, ever. I don't ever have to do those things that, you know, doing the step 4, realizing that I actually did have morals. It was just using was way more important than them. And being able to live up to what I believe in today, to be able to look myself in the mirror, to be able to be free from active addiction, you know, because everything else that has come about in my life has just been bonuses. Because when I got here, I can honestly say all I wanted to do was be able to sit down and sit for 5 minutes and not want to die, and not constantly be obsessed about thinking of ways to get more. And through this program, I've been able to do that. And my life is just beautiful. And like I said, it was just so simple. It was just right there in front of me. And when I didn't know what to do, I asked for help and I call my sponsor. I don't make any freaking, when I try to make decisions, shit hits the fan. Bad things happen when I try to make decisions by myself. And so I just come here and I ask for help and I share honestly. Even, you know, with 2.5 years clean, I thought I knew it all. And when I couldn't sleep at night because I was crying hysterical for my mom dying, I went to a meeting and I talked about it, because we go through pain in here. But the only thing I've learned in 5 years, almost 5 years of being here, is that we don't have to die from this disease. That there is, you know, the simple, not religious, spiritual program known as Narcotics Anonymous that saved my life. And if you're sitting here and you're clean today, you can do this. We can do this together, you know. Beautiful things happen inside this room, and it's because of the people in these rooms, and it's because of the steps in this program that I have the life that I have today. And I don't know, I just don't know what else to say besides we don't have to live like we lived. The answer is here. The answer is in the steps. This program works, and all I ever had to do was just get a bit of willingness to do it. And that's all I have.